We're gonna do what they say can't be done.
Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. You can join us on this great show, 844-967-2789.
There's a complete lack of respect for the law.
Exactly, exactly. And it's stuck in my head, too, Brian.
Yeah, it's stuck in mine. Once it's in there, it's never going to go away.
And Matt invoked dueling banjos earlier too, so it ties in really nicely still.
Yeah.
You got Voss having no respect for the law, and Gableman no respect for the law. You got Matt mentioning the banjos, and we got Fred Manfred or Rob Manfred? What's
Rob
MLB?
Manfred. Yeah,
Rob Manfred.
He's not good guy.
We got a long way to go and not a lot of time to get there because we have no idea what's going on with those contract negotiations, but we know we're not getting the first two series of the baseball season.
So
the song just ties up the first three segments of the show so well.
Oh, and by the way, Burt Reynolds was in Deliverance. So, and also Smokey and the Bandit. So
there
again,
you go.
Full circle. Way to
full
go, Dueling Tangents.
We did it.
Stumbling into ourselves once again.
I'm just so proud of us. I'm just so
all
proud.
All right. So sometimes when, you go to a party and you get cocktails. Sometimes there are, little hors d'oeuvres out there, like a little Frankfurters, little cocktail weenies as they were. And if that cocktail weenie gets left out and becomes angry and sentient, they become, let's say like Robin Voss, right? But if they're fresh and delicious and wonderful, I like to call them Chucky Franks because, Marquette Law School pollster Charles Franklin. Mm-hmm. My nickname for him is Chucky Franks. I don't know if he knows that, but I still call him Chucky Franks out of respect and love and admiration. I really like the guy. He's a cool, nice dude. But Chucky Franks has a pull out, and every time I see him, I think of a plate of good cocktail Wheaties. And then when I think of Robin Voss, I think of a sad, alone, near the garbage,
neglected,
angry, but alive cocktail Wheatie and aware of itself.
Yeah. No, that sounds just about right. But yeah, we got some Marquette University Law School
we're
polling.
We're totally tangenting up. I'm just giving everybody.
We did such a great job of wrapping up the show, the first three segments of the show, and that the connection of the song that we can kind of go off wherever we want to now.
Yeah,
we're bringing up
the Burt Reynolds and Deliverance and Dueling Tangents, Dueling Banjos, and Eastbound and Down. I think it was over, and that was totally subconscious.
Two minds melding into one. It completely was. But Brian, one of the things that I want to touch on real quick here, because we only do have a few minutes left of this show, but some of the numbers that were polled by pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin were some of the thoughts around the primary candidates that are up for the primary elections that are going to be here in Wisconsin this fall. So you got both the gubernatorial primary, where Republicans are running to replace Governor Evers. Mm-hmm. And you've got the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate to replace Republican Ron Johnson. And so those are the numbers I found that I was interested about because the top line numbers, getting the idea for where those candidates have, it's still a lot of name recognition. The primary is not quite in full swing for us. You and I, who are constantly taking a look at the news and following these candidates, maybe we know who we like and who we don't like already. But for a lot of Wisconsinites, it's March of an off-year election year, 2022, when our governor and occasionally a U.S. Senate candidate is up for election, and so all the politicals are tuned in, but not everybody else is, and so finding out where these Wisconsinites that got polled by Marquette University Law School, I always find is pretty fascinating. Gives you a little snapshot in time of where the state is at for these primary elections. So kicking it off first in the Republican primary for the latest Marquette University poll finds many voters remain undecided of who they'll support in the August primary. But among those who have decided, Brian, for the gubernatorial GOP primary, 30% are in favor of supporting Clayfish, 8% in support of Nicholson, and 5% in support of Rantham. So that's where we're at. And if you add all those up, I believe that's less than 50%, Brian. So about 50% of GOP voters haven't made a decision yet of who they want out of these three.
It's like when you put out a spread and everybody shows up like, oh, good, we're going to have some food. And then someone throws out a packet of saltines, a jar of lutefisk, and, you know.
Why haven't you guys touched all the refreshments yet? Why are they just
delicious.
Sitting there?
Oh, flat Mr. Pibb. Oh, thank you. I'll wash this down. Delicious. Oh, and prune juice. I can't tell the difference.
Yes, yes. But still a lot of undecided voters as well in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. But of those who have decided, 23% are in favor of Barnes, 13% in favor of Lazary, 5% in favor of Nelson, and 3% in favor of Godlewski.
Nelson moved and Lazary definitely moved.
Yes, Lazary definitely moved up from this the last polling, which I believe took place in October or November of last year. But that's kind of the top overlying numbers for what's going on. But like I said, we've got pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin joining Crudy and you on the Devil's Advocates coming up later this afternoon, so you can dive into those numbers a little bit further and more detail and get the insight from the pollster extraordinaire.
Bill Press as well
going to be joining the Devil's Advocates. That is correct. But real quick, we got time to squeeze in one call here, Brian, before the end of the show. We got Joe and Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind?
Oh, it's just, I'll make it short, but I just found it interesting and important. Given that there was a videotape aired of folks who live in a nursing home and people were... He kind of made them to look ridiculous, I think. And I just wanted to remind people, I looked it up and I thought this is very important to understand. Our Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities makes it known in a Wisconsin Politics article that people with intellectual or cognitive disabilities have the right to vote unless they have been declared legally incompetent and have had their voting rights taken away in court.
And the only one who can take them away is a judge.
Correct.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's this effort to kind of make these people look ridiculous to sort of say, ooh, we're letting them vote. Well, we can say that about a lot of people. There are a lot of people I might look at and say, shoo, boy, your temper's crazy. You shouldn't be anywhere near a voting machine. You know, you don't have a discerning intellect. You shouldn't be anywhere near a voting machine. We don't do that in this state.
The Talk about a slippery slope. It's easier to let the people that might be a little bit cognitively impaired than to start the whole you aren't thing. Then everybody's going to have to go through a board to go and test competency, and then but that'll be coming from the people who completely hate regulations. So I don't even know what this is about.
I'm pretty sure we outlawed poll testing at the polls a long time ago. I forget if that was the 14th or the 15th amendment. It was one of those, but it was one of the things we got rid of after the Civil War, or no, that probably would have been civil rights. I'm trying to think of the time.
Yeah, civil rights.
Civil rights. So definitely not.
Something for history we're going to have to look up and maybe even learn a little bit more about.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dive into that.
I challenge everybody.
Yeah, but Joe, appreciate the call. It's definitely a troubling, slippery slope that Gableman, he's trying to protect the sanctity of the ballot box, allegedly, but really he's just casting dispersions about the last election that can't be found in fact.
Throw mud in that water.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. Thanks so much for listening.